Many of my children do not understand worship the way they should. Worship is a form of discipline. For as you worship me, what you are doing is bringing your flesh into subjection to your spirit. You see, your spirit, which has been created in righteousness and true holiness, longs to worship me. And I even said that I am looking for those who will worship me in spirit and in truth. Your born-again spirit longs to worship me. When you don't, you are stifling interaction between your spirit and me. When you worship me, you are bringing your flesh into subjection to who you are in me. There are some of you who participate in worship by nothing more than observation. This is not bad in that you are in this place where worship is happening, and I am able to minister to you on a limited basis. But if you will bring your flesh into subjection to your spirit and open your mouth and worship me, you will be opening yourself to more of what I can do in your life. And I want you to know that you are holding yourself back by not worshiping me. But if you will open up and release out of your spirit that which is a part of your very nature, you will experience more of me. For many of my children, the confusion they live in day to day would be completely dispelled if they would just open their mouths and worship me. Worship is an experience with me. For I have said that when you worship me, I will be there in your presence. I say this to you so that you can take advantage of everything that is taking place during this entire week. In my word, I have said to redeem the time. When the time is presented to you to worship me, you redeem that time by entering into worship. Worship me, not just during this conference, but make it a part of your life. Bring your flesh into subjection. Discipline your flesh to your spirit. Allow that worship to flow out of your spirit unto me, and you will experience more of what I can do in your life, says the Lord.